Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Disgusting. And by the way, you had another co-host in on Friday?
He didn't co-host. He just came in.
Well, because I viewed it as a co-host, and I said on my show when I was filling in for Jason, I said it's like watching somebody have sex with your wife in front of you. So you and Jonah Kaplan were doing it right in front of me, in front of your regular host.
Here's the deal. I did it for
you. Good guy. Great guy, Jonah Kaplan.
Great guy.
He's a great guy.
I did it for
our
benefit.
He's a sleaze bag.
Because I said, Brad, get somebody else to fill in for Jason's show. We don't care about Jason's show.
We don't.
We only care about our show. Get somebody else. So I was using Jonah. I'm like, hey, this guy's smart. Yeah. He knows things. Use this guy for Jason's show. I need my Adam back.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Traitor.
We did not have
you this. Hussy. Jezebel. Parents screw everything up time and time again. And here's the latest case. And God bless the girls hockey players at Lakeville North for saving their coach's job. Buck Kochever.
Which is the greatest name for a coach ever.
Yeah.
Buck Kochever.
Great name.
I mean, come on.
In the name.
Right?
He's a longtime girls hockey coach at Lakeville North. Thought he got the boot. It was a situation where parents thought their daughter wasn't, or daughters, I'm not sure how many parents we're talking about, were upset with playing time, as always is the case. And they made a big deal enough about it that the superintendent told the coach that he should resign.
Or be placed on administrative leave.
And then he said, no, I'm not going to resign. So then he was placed on administrative leave. This all happened earlier this month. But then on last Tuesday, Kochever's players showed up to the school board wearing red shirts, begging them to reinstate their coach. And God bless the school board. They listened, and they did. They reinstated the coach. So Buck Kochever is back coaching Lakeville North girls hockey, where he should be. It should. Mm-hmm. And again, we tried to reach out to Buck.
Yes.
But he is an elementary school teacher, so obviously he's probably busy this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
If the future allows us to talk to him, we certainly will. But he told the Star Tribune it was just about playing time and nothing more serious than that. And I believe him because parents suck.
Awful.
And I speak as the parent of an athlete, and I know when kids get subbed or when kids don't play as much as you think they should, it hurts. It hurts you because you feel like it hurts them as a kid, and I get that. But you have to trust with certain circumstances, certain exceptions. Yes, have there been bad coaches, abusive coaches in the past? Absolutely. But this automatic, it can't be my kid, it's got to be the coach's fault, is prevalent everywhere. And we've talked about it many, many times, including, I think, last year we talked to a different girls' hockey coach from Warroad, Martin.
Good memory.
Yeah, and we had him on, mm-hmm. and he was very eloquent in talking about mm-hmm. all he wanted to do was coach. And he did. He could have ill will towards his parents who, you know, got him ousted, but he didn't. He was just like, no, I just want to get back and coach. And thankfully, we're listening to the kids here because parents don't always know best. And in fact, more often than not, when it comes to kids and sports, they don't. We don't trust our coaches enough. We don't trust our kids enough. And hopefully this is a learning lesson to, even though, yeah, it sucks when your kid gets sat or is not playing as much, or, but the coaches more often than not know best.
Sports parents, stop it.
Yeah.
This is going in my stop it, which we'll probably do on Wednesday. I've already made a note. I noted that in the article, it says that girls hockey has the highest coaching turnover rate in Minnesota that? High school sports.
Why do we think that is?
With 72% of job openings over the past 3 years. Parents, stop it.
Stop it.
These young women went to the school board meeting, and not only did they plead the case, they came with receipts.
Mm-hmm.
They submitted a petition with 101 student signatures in support of the coach. So they did the research, they did the work on the ground, then they came and made their case. Parents, you need to zip. And also, if you don't like the coach's communication style, too bad.
Yeah.
That person is your child's coach, and you know what? They're going to learn how to manage another communication style.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is? Learning. That's education. That's tuition. That's what you want them to do. That is part of your raising them, allowing them to have a mean coach or a mean teacher. And of course, if there is any kind of abuse or
right.
anything.
And coaches can cross the line.
They can. That is not what we're talking about. I was reading some of the infractions made allegedly by Coach Kochevar,
mm-hmm.
best name ever. Apparently, a point of contention was him using the unpopular app Schoology or creating false hope for some players by dressing JV players for varsity games. He characterized the most serious complaints against him as bad practice or yelling. And he said, this is a routine motivational coaching, but this was a bad practice. You guys didn't perform well. Or if he yells, I would want a coach that gets excited, that gets passionate
yes.
about playing. And it's okay if your kid hears they didn't do a great job at that.
Yes.
Somebody has to tell them their crossovers suck and yeah. they need to work. Is that a hockey term?
Crossovers, yeah. Very
I did
good.
It okay? Yep. Okay, good. That they need to work on that. These kids need to hear it. They are not the being and end all. They are not perfection. They're not the best player on the team, and they're probably
yeah.
not going to play professional hockey.
Right.
So zip your mouths, and hockey parents or sports parents, stop it. This is some of the best learning your children are going to be
Absolutely.
Able to
You
have.
Nailed it right there.
When you're a person in the world,
yep.
you have to learn how to manage up. And you know what that means? That means managing your parents, managing your teachers, managing your coaches, managing your managers.
Yes.
Learn how to manage up. If you have somebody in a position of authority and you don't like their style, of course, you can always choose to leave or get another job. But if it's your coach, learn how to work within the bounds of his management right. style, or you don't get to play.
To perform, right.
This is a life mm-hmm. skill.
Absolutely.
And you are robbing your student athletes or your children if you don't allow them some kind of bad or negative experiences in their lives.
It's the money factor that comes
Absolutely, 100%.
What money?
It's parents invest so much money
it's
in
money.
Their kids now.
100%.
And into clubs, camps, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So they, and literally, it's
on us.
That's return on investment. It is on us. And here, I had a conversation with a volleyball dad last week, and we were talking about clubs. Like, so there's club volleyball too. When school volleyball ends, Sig will probably be playing in a club volleyball, which she has the last couple years. And they're not cheap. And the dad and I were just lamenting. It's, we just let it happen in front of, it's like people making tons of money off parents, and we just let it happen because there's no other option.
Right. Also, you have to send them to camp, right? So you, if to, for them to have a competitive edge.
Yes.
You have to do it. You're, you have to get them a private coach or a trainer. Or, I have no idea. I don't have sporty kids, but like you have, right? You have to do that stuff now to keep up with the Joneses.
Absolutely. Someone did chime in too. It's Kachiever, not Kochiever.
Is it Kachiever?
Kachiever.
Oh,
yeah.
That's even better, by the way.
Kachiever, like Achiever, but I still like the fact that we gave him coach in his name. That was pretty good too.
But it's, you have so much money being poured, like Adam said, into these camps, even in the off season.
You want the return on your investment.
People are like, you know, I'm paying for my kid to do this, this, and this. I'm entitled to more playing time for my kid because my kid's the best of the best.
My kid was on 15 ones at camp. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. She or he should be a first liner.
I grew up with this when I was in high school in the mid 2000s and late in 2010s. This is, it's never have, it's actually gotten worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's it doesn't trend any.
And
right
I don't see
direction.
How we break that cycle of saying, you know what, we don't need camps anymore, or we don't need, you don't need to go to year round camps and go to this camp to this camp to keep up with your class. And I've always said that too. It's like, you know, if the kid is talented, the kid will be, that talent will rise to the top. But that's not enough. It's like you have to go to these camps.
How do people without money do it?
They don't.
Oh. So it's only for rich kids? Or
pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of parents, too, end up really making life hard on themselves, spending money they probably don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Who we got here. Josh?
We got Chris and Hamill.
Hi, Chris. Chris and Hamill. Hi, Chris and Hamill.
Hey, I was listening to you guys. I got a great story. I had a woman come up to me. This is probably 10 years ago at work. And she said her and her friend, they went to the first coaches meeting with just the parents for hockey, 12-year-olds. And at the end of the meeting, he said, hey, two things that are really important. One is, if you think I made a bad move as a coach, you can come and talk to me about it 24 hours later if it's still important. And the second thing he said, this is the second highest level, so none of your kids are going to be in the NHL. And three dads walked out. And it went, so here's the best part. These two moms, and this is the day after, these two moms walked up to him and said, she was telling me the day after, walked up to him and said, why did you say that? He goes, I had to figure out who those three dads were, and this was the best way. So here's the best part of the story. These two moms that walked up to him and thanked him for saying that, 6 or 7 years later, both their kids drafted into the NHL.
Come on. Come on, let's go.
Let's true story.
Yes. Chris, great story, man.
I got chills. Yeah. Well told, too. Good job, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Chris and Hamill.
That was
good people in Hamill.
Good. That is so true. That is beautifully articulated. I'm glad we have that recorded because everybody should listen to that story.
When I was a kid, the worst thing I could think of would be a parent showing up at the playground to show us how the older kids taught the younger kids. Worked it out. If we had a dispute, that's how kids learn to be good humans. Also, the parents, you know how badly you're embarrassing your kids when you do that? You're putting them in such a difficult spot, too.
No, but this, honestly, this is on us. It's, we've created the culture of, you got to do the camp. You got to get the trainer. You got to get, we have created that culture. I think somehow we like it. What is it? Why have we you know, it's 11:20, so let's stay on time.
Because I have an answer to that.
Let's break. Why do we do this to ourselves? Adam Carter will educate us next. Great question from a tech.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baxter. So if you have a kid who's in band or theater, do the parents go complain if they don't get the lead in the school play?
I'm sure.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
And my question was, that'll have to be another question. My question is, before the break, why do we do this to ourselves? We, the parent, and I'm talking we, the parents, the grown-ups in the room, because people say, oh, when I was a kid, we didn't have this. You're right. There's no way Pam or Jeff Green was schlepping all over the world or paying thousands of dollars for a, even a dance camp.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not doing it.
Dance camp, yep.
They're not doing it. So why do we do it? Do we get some kind of pleasure out of living vicariously through our kid?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal the
thunder. No. It's that, and they've tapped into our emotions as parents because we have to spend that money because, yes, we live vicariously through our kids. They have opportunities. Johnny's better than I ever was, and he's got great opportunities. Also, it's a status, absolute status. If you're spending the money and your kid's going to these camps and he gets the jacket or she gets the jacket or the backpack from the camp – oh, that kid goes to this. That's a nice camp. That's status, absolutely. And they do a great job of selling success to your kids. And, I mean, a lot of these, like my daughter's played in volleyball clubs for the last couple of years, kind of on the lower end. I mean, you could spend five figures on volleyball clubs easily in the Twin Cities, the higher-end volleyball clubs. And...
You mean having access to a club? Is that what you're talking about?
You pay for the, and, you know, they try out for the club and different levels.
Okay, got it.
And, but these clubs are, they're, you know, most of them are legit where they have, you know, good volleyball instructors and they're playing all year round and, you know, that's their sport.
But not through the school.
Not through the school.
Okay.
No, these are just private clubs and you pay and pay to try out, and then you get on a team, and a lot of these teams are travel teams, where and not travel like, hey, we're going to Hutchinson. It's we're going to Orlando to play. Hotel rooms
happening?
And, oh, yeah. But I think, and I do it because my daughter loves to play volleyball,
yes.
Loves the club experience, has met some great friends who are now at other schools who do it. And hopefully, like, she is learning a lot about volleyball, and she's a pretty decent player.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, if, I mean, I'm not banking on her getting a college scholarship to play volleyball. If it happens, great. If
that'd be nice, though. Huh?
It would be nice. But she's a very smart kid, too, mm-hmm. So it's like she'll have opportunities just in the classroom.
Yeah.
But I think you're spending that money for the dreams of college sports, professional sports. You're thinking, you know, if I spend this money and she gets a full ride to where she's going, then, hey. I mean, one of my best friends has two daughters who are now both in college age.
Yeah.
And they played club soccer, and they were both really good soccer players. He couldn't wait for his kids to get into college because he said it's going to be cheaper once my kids get to college.
Stop it.
Yes. Because they were going, one weekend he'd be going to Phoenix with one daughter, and his wife would be going to Denver with the other daughter all year long.
And here's the deal. If that's a social life, you know, the other moms and dads on the team.
Sure.
I am all for that. I'm all for finding community.
Yeah.
If that's where you think, okay, if I do all these things, my kid will be good enough. I'll get community. You know, we'll have these grand adventures. Look, I'd love to be able to travel to Orlando and Vegas and wherever they're going, for that. And if you have the money for that, that's great. And if you are getting something out of it, great. It still doesn't give you a good reason to yell at the coach.
No.
It still doesn't. If you have to, at this point, become an evolved person enough to realize why you're doing it.
Yes.
I'm not really doing this for my kid. And by the way, this is okay. If this is your community, if all your friends have kids in volleyball or in soccer or in hockey, and you want to keep up with them and you want your kid to go to the camp and be on the team, at least acknowledge, this is for me. I really get a lot out of it. But still, the coach is off limits.
Yeah.
That's what we're coming back to with this Lakeville story. You know, why we do all of this for kids' sports, because it's our culture nowadays.
Yep.
And also, I don't want to, you know, poop all over that. It's our culture. And I know a lot of women who still get together with the hockey moms after their kids are in college, because those are your friends now, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. You have something in common. You watched all these kids grow up together. You've been at hotels all over the country. That's great. But the coach is still off limits.
Right.
Let them coach.
Even if he's coaching your child in a different way than another coach did, that's that coach and that's that team. A lot of it has to do with the I'm never wrong part of the equation, too. There's just too much of that nowadays where it's like it's got to be somebody else's fault. If I did something wrong or my kid did something wrong, can't be our fault. It's got to be somebody else's fault.
Leave the coach
that society
alone.
Of that in a lot of areas, not just youth sports, but in a lot of life where your immediate reaction is, oh, can't be my fault.
We need more humility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Jory, you sent your kids to camp for weeks. Why do you shame the listeners?
I don't think you were shaming them.
Are you listening to the same show that we're doing?
Yeah, Jory.
You know, any chance somebody can to be mean, they will never miss an opportunity to disappoint you. But on the other hand, Adam Carter got such a lovely text from a listener. And I hope, are you comfortable sharing it on the air?
I won't share the person's name.
No, of course.
Absolutely want to. It's really nice to hear.
Yeah, there's always going to be mean people who are not properly listening to the show who, you know, try to think they can hurt my feelings.
It. No big deal.
I get it. And what you guys say, you're free to say it, but you have to understand, Adam and I do not care what you think about us.
Mm-hmm.
But
I kind of care.
No, not about you. You're living your life no matter how you're living it.
This is true.
And you're not going to take advice from somebody who wants to choose to send a mean text because they're having a hard day. So that's fine. But you got a positive text, and it was so sweet. Yeah, and I want you to share, we were talking about happiness, some goodness in the world. So Adam will share that next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just to cap off our coaching conversation, just got this text. A coach once told me that the best coaching job would be in an orphanage. There's a lot of probably truth to that.
Oh, for
yes,
sure.
No parents 100%. Involved. Yes.
100%.
So, yeah, like last Tuesday, I think it was, I was dealing with some anxiety that mm-hmm. I deal with and I'm medicated for, but I kind of opened a vein on the show, which I do every once in a while. And you reached out and thank you so much. But, you know, it helps me so much to talk about it on the air. It helps mm-hmm. me. And it helps me because so many people can relate to it and are in the same boat. And I got so many responses that day and people texting in. That's why I do it. Mm-hmm. It's because, hey, you're not alone in this and there's a word for it. And yes, we try our best to overcome it. And some people can do it. Some people need a little help. No shame in any of that. And
no one's ever perfect at it, by the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. And different techniques work for different people, and it's all good. That's why I talk about it. It's mm-hmm. like, you know,
we appreciate that.
It's okay to not be okay. But I got a couple messages on Instagram, and I don't check my messages on Instagram. So if I'm not friends with somebody, it goes to that, like they request to send you a message.
Yes.
And I don't check that as much as I should. And I just noticed it today that I got a couple of messages, and I just wanted to share them. And I just appreciate, one is from a guy named Brian. Listen to your show this afternoon, Adam, with great appreciation and empathy. Hang in there. You're good at what you do, and I miss your viewpoints, sensibility, and humor when you're gone. I appreciate that, Brian. Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
Very nice.
Then I got this great one from a guy named Eric. And this one is really good. It's a long one, so bear with me. Hey, dude, I just wanted to say that I deliver beer for a brewery in western Minnesota. I drive all over the state. so I have an opportunity to listen to the radio a lot. And the best part of my day is listening to you and Jordana. I very much appreciate your views on what's happening in this country, and I'm very grateful for you taking a stand in what you believe in. I don't really know how to say this gracefully, I guess, but please don't let other people dictate how you are on the air. Makes me feel hopeful that there are people that I can relate to when I live in a place that makes me feel like I'm so wrong in a lot of my views about this country. I just wanted you to know that you're doing a great job and that people really like listening to what you're saying and that you're making a difference. Eric, thank you so much for that. That is really
so nice.
Appreciated.
And
hang in there, man, because I know. I think about it all the time. You and I have talked about this so many times in this crazy world we live in, about how I just feel strongly, not because I align to one party or not, just because I feel like this is what this country is about and this is why I feel strongly about it. And I could be wrong. We say that all the time. It's like, are we wrong about this?
All the time.
Because there are so many people with other opposing views. And I look at those views and I say, how can you possibly believe that? But I always check myself because they say the same thing about me. How can you possibly believe that? And that's just, that's a frightening place to be, where it used to be, okay, I understand why you believe what you believe, but I believe this way, even though we both want the same things in the end, to have a better country. Now it's, my God, how do you believe what you believe? Your beliefs are going to end this country or damage this country. And that's a we got to get back to that. I don't know how we do that, but
I think we just keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that Eric felt that he was represented, or that, because I often feel like that in life. Like, I have views that maybe other people or a lot of other people don't agree with. And I think to myself, wait, am I the crazy one here? And it's so nice to hear that this person feels like he's not alone when he listens to you or us, that some of his views get represented. And that's something that really I find most troubling, when you have a view of something, so somebody assumes that somebody assumes all of your other views. And if this administration has taught me anything, and our political climate has taught me anything, it's that you can agree with certain policies and still not love the policymaker. Or you can agree with some policies and disagree with others. It doesn't make you a Republican, a Democrat, a MAGA, a socialist. It doesn't make you those things. It just makes you a person who has been thoughtful about policies and decides what they think is best for either our country or for the way that they can live their life. So even these texts early in the show, when we were talking about George Santos, people were coming at us, oh, why didn't you talk about Hunter Biden this way? We did. A short memory.
Yes, we did.
And just because we're talking about this commutation of George Santos's his prison time, you know, doesn't mean that all of a sudden we're MAGA and we love all of Trump's policies. And I think people need to do that in their own mind. Like, oh, OK, you're saying something that I agree with. I don't feel alone. You might not agree with everything we say, but at least I'm glad he found something in you where he felt a kinship, so he can say, all right, I'm not crazy. Adam feels that way, too.
The dream of driving a beer truck, somebody says. Right on.
Right?
Yes. No, but that's exactly right. And I think I've been fortunate, because I still am very good friends with a lot of people who have very differing views on how this country can be a better place. And it doesn't mean I completely shut them off. I try to listen to them, and I try to explain my view and why I feel the same way. It's certainly not out of wanting the country to fail. That's absolutely not it. I want a country where you can have things you want. I can have things I want. Not everything, because that's not the way this country is. It's not one side gets absolutely everything they want and the other side doesn't get anything. That's not how the game is played.
Well, unfortunately, we're seeing that it is today because our government is still shut down. And people are not getting paychecks, and that's who we have become. But Adam and I often talk about this being a place where we can have unpopular opinions and still feel safe talking about them, or disagreeing with a party that you once aligned with, or agreeing with a party that you once, you know, completely vehemently disagreed with. So it's also okay to change minds. It's also, like, I started the show thinking that protests don't work. I still think protests have to be backed up with the actual hard work. Protests is the easy way of doing stuff. You can yell and scream on the street corner with a sign, but you have to back it up. For example, these girls in Northbrook, the volleyball players, what they did,
the hockey players,
and this is how my brain does not work anymore. The hockey players, not only did they go to the school board meeting and plead their case for the coach, but they had a petition with 101 signatures of people that wanted him to continue to be the coach. So they did the actual work of advocacy, which is the hard thing.
Yeah.
And people kind of changed my mind who believed in the protests that, no, this can change public opinion. This can sway things. And you know what? You might be right about that.
Right.
And I, you know, there is definitely, I support people who protest. I support their civil disobedience. I'm all for that. But I guess I just didn't think it was effective in changing policy. But if people are swayed by the certain things that people are protesting for or against, and it does change public opinion, I'm open to believing that that works.
And good on the school board in Lakeville to recognize that, because we should have people in power, elected officials, who do listen to the public, right?
Absolutely.
And you don't have to base every single decision you make on which way the wind is blowing by any stretch of the imagination. But if there's a big enough outcry from people saying, we want our voices heard, you should listen to them. Doesn't mean you have to give them anything you want, but at least tell them that you hear them.
Yeah.
And that I can do better as a person of leadership in power to listen to people who may not agree with me or who I don't agree with.
St. Cloud State is doing this exact thing. What they're doing is changing the model of their college. What they're doing is creating some online courses that works with students' flexibility. It works with their work schedules and still promotes their values of education. Yet they're doing it in a different methodology because, you know what? When you know better, you do better. Adam and I will talk about what's happening at St. Cloud State University. Evolve or die. Now, that message could be to the United States government. Do better, or we're going to be replaced by some kind of authoritarian dictatorship. Who knows? But it could also be to universities. After a couple of tumultuous years of enrollment declining at St. Cloud State, and what I'm talking about is declining in half. In 2010, St. Cloud State University had over 18,000 students. Now they have 9,000 students, 9,600 students. And
they've slashed a bunch of programs.
Got rid of the football program.
Yep. But even like academic classes and colleges.
Yeah.
So they're introducing a 7-week online courses that are designed to offer students more flexibility than traditional semester-long classes. This is supposed to cushion their enrollment losses. And this, in my opinion, is the wave of the future. I don't think kids need a full 4 years, by the way. That's a luxury. And taking these 7-week classes in addition to, you know,
some kids don't need a full 4 years. I think there's still I think there's still a lot of kids that benefit from a 4-year program.
Yes. And I understand you're only 21 if you're on the 4-year program and you're still an infant that is still very young to be making decisions about your life. But at some point, you got to get out into the real world.
Yes.
You know, so right now it's either 18 or 21. And if you go on to graduate programs, you're an academic and that's a little bit different, you know, for more schooling. And that's great. But these online programs, I believe, can benefit not only the students, but yes, of course, the university, because it will attract students that only can do online from out of state. You don't have to go live on campus. You don't have to pay tuition. You don't have to get a seat in the classroom. And I truly believe that St. Cloud State is on a good path here, adding these 7-week, they're only 7 weeks online classes to offer more student flexibility. St. Cloud State is in trouble. They've eliminated nearly 100 faculty positions. You know, they cut 90 full-time positions, but it's a problem. And this is, in my opinion, a pivot to saving, yes, the university and the teachers, and with the most popular, the most beneficial classes that they can offer.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is real for, you know, they're facing like a almost $15 million budget shortfall. The danger here and the worry is that they're partnering with a online college, basically.
Right.
Like, we've had online colleges for a long time now, and those are not without their critics and problems.
Like Southern New Hampshire University or University of Phoenix or Trump University that is now defunct. Right.
That are basically just, some of them are scams where they take, you know, money for registering these students and don't educate them.
Or it's not a high quality education,
right,
is what you're saying. Like, you can say, yes, you passed, and the kid gets a degree or the adult gets a certificate that they got through the class, and maybe it counts for college credit. I understand why that is a pitfall.
Yeah,
I do. But I really think, and the reason I think this is because I'm learning from my kids' friends a lot. Like, for example, my own son, he takes online classes during the summer. You know, yes, he's working or he's at camp, but he'll take time to do an online class, A, because it's cheaper, and he'll do it through, like, Normandale, you know, because it's cheaper than at the U, and it, you get your credits done, and you can move through the system a little bit faster, and you can fulfill your credit load. And other kids, some of Marley's friends who have already graduated, say they're continuing to take online classes because it'll help them get another certificate and it'll help them find a job. And it's hard to find a job out there.
Yes, it is.
So these kind of online classes. And also, if I think about the future of college as a parent who's paying for 4 years of college, having them do these online classes to fulfill, you know, you might get out of there in 3 years.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, yeah, they can be ready.
I have no problem with this being an option for students, especially financially strained students. But I don't want this to be the sole model of our higher education. I still, even though we've racked on it many times over the last couple of years during our show, I remember a time when I think threw it out there, is college worth it? And we got, I think, a whole hour of great texts and comments.
Yes.
I still think there's a spot for a four-year university, college, and it's not only the classwork, but also just the interaction you have with people from all walks of life that you are learning to get along with, live with, have discussions with on difficult topics. And I don't want that totally replaced. But
fair.
If St. Cloud State, obviously with the real financial problems they're having, teams with a reputable source to give students an option, I mean, it's working for them. They're retained. I saw that in the story that their student retainment went up. So
really?
That means more kids are staying at that school. So if it's working for them, that's great. And if it provides a different education for some people who want that route and want a shorter route, a quicker way to get a degree and get them in the workforce, by all means.
It's also noted that the university needs to realign itself with the things the students want to learn. For example, they're moving away from the humanities and toward science and business. And I have no commentary on this. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I know science and business can help you get a job. The humanities, maybe not so much, and kids are feeling the pressure of, what am I going to do with my art history degree after I graduate? Josh, are you a graduate of St. Cloud State?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about this? What do you think about this?
It's not surprising. They've kind of been on the downtick for a long time, especially even the mass communications where I'm from faced significant drops in the final, just in the year or the 2 years that I was there. They've even since have struggled to really get people in the door to get their art / mass or their communications degrees, and even enrollment has been facing some severe struggles with that school. So this doesn't surprise me. It's unfortunate, but I'm hoping they can find some kind of more financial partnership to maybe kick some cash into that school to revive it a little bit. So
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Change is good. Yeah. Evolve or die. You right. got to figure out yeah. a way to fix this.
That's true.
And hearing that they're doing more things like nursing, software engineering, business, finance, marketing, like those can get you a job.
Yeah.
We have to live in reality.
I just hope the online nursing classes are as good as the in-person nursing classes.
I hope so, too.
Because we need nurses, but we need good nurses, too.
Absolutely.
Right? 100%. All right. Tori Van Hoot tomorrow. Tuesdays with Tori. We'll have Tori coming up tomorrow.
So good to be back with you.
Yeah, very good to be back with you. I just got to get up early again tomorrow.
Chad Hartman is next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.